Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet Plush Care, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
All right, hey, welcome to Roastcast. Quick, first of two episodes this week. If The Bachelor is going to stretch out their content, so are we. This is the number one Bachelor. This is the number one Very Cavallari recap. I did not nail the jumping off point of that joke.
Could have been good. We like Very Cavallari. It's okay, folks.
I messed that up. It's the number one Bachelor recap podcast hosted by a male interracial best friend duo. Thanks for listening. AB, what did you think of the episode?
Great episode, Rim.
Okay.
I know I say that a lot. Boy who cried, great episode. But this was a great episode.
I think the first hour, I mean, how can you not be in on that?
It doesn't get any better.
Hour of television. Second hour, more to be expected. I enjoyed it. I'm excited for what's going to happen on the finale tonight. Even though I think we know what's going to happen, I still want to see it. I think we do, and I'll tell you why. Something occurred on the screen last night that I think gave away what's going to happen.
Okay.
Before we get into that, hey, we're almost to 500 Apple Podcast reviews, AB. Never thought we'd get here. I'm a huge round number guy. It's more meaningful when you hit a round number.
Absolutely.
Everyone knows that. So we wouldn't mind a few more of those if you're a new listener. If you're an old listener who uses Apple Podcasts and have yet to leave a review, needless to say, you will not be named in my last will and testament.
Shame on you.
Yeah, well, I won't go that far, but you're not going to be in the will. Instagram, please follow on Instagram at Roastcast Podcast and Twitter at RoastCastCS. Okay, B, let's start. We're going to try and get this. We're looking at maybe 40, 45 minutes. Small mailbag. No standings.
That means an
update.
Hour and a half.
Yeah, we say that every time. I had a feeling. I think last episode we go, nothing much to talk about here is hour 10. So the goal is 40 minutes. Somebody start the clock. Post fence jump, AB, they're looking for Colton. As I alluded to, this, in my opinion, was riveting television. What do you got in the first few minutes?
Loved it. Love the behind the scenes. I know you're probably skeptical about it's all fake. Love
no.
The behind the scenes. The producers, like, you get to see a couple producers walking around. You hear like the micro, they mic up the producers for a little bit. Like, where do you go over that way? Let's hop in the cars.
What about
love
when the
it.
Van pulls up like, skirt, get in. Let's go. We got to find
get
him.
Get in the
it was
whips.
Like a thriller. It was like literally a movie. I like seeing Chris go from.
Love it.
Slightly bemused at like, oh man, he's getting out of
this
here.
Is
jumps
funny.
The fence. He's like, oh, wait a second. And then they're looking for him. They can't find him. And he starts to actually get concerned. It was pulse pounding television.
I agree. Some people are going to say this was fake. I don't think it was, Rim. I think they were genuinely concerned that they might have got a bachelor killed overseas.
I think they couldn't find him for sure. But also, they kind of didn't want to for a while. Like, they were, like the search
sure.
party was moving kind of slow. The van was going like 2 miles an hour.
Chris was jogging like I do, like if I'm in a public place and I got, you know how you fake kind of jog sometimes?
Yeah.
You're jogging, but you're not really walking fast or
the
running
cardio
faster
is
than
not
the walk.
There for Chris. Yeah. The cardio's not there. And he was gassed at some point, too.
Chris was completely gassed.
they had like the spotlights out. It was like an episode of Cops. You couldn't see anything. They had the spotlights out. As far as searching, you know, the countryside, maybe check all the roads first. I feel like Colton is more of a road guy than, you know, Survivor Man. He's not going to start a new life in the forest.
That was one of my favorite parts of this part. There are a couple things that stood out to me, but one of them was when a producer was like, well, hold up, back up. We got to check the brush. It's like, no, he's not going to go. Why would he go into the brush?
He's wearing a pea coat and a scarf. He's not.
Does Colton look like a brush guy?
Yeah, no. You think he started a fire with some wolves?
Come on.
I get on the production of this show a lot. It makes my eyes roll frequently, okay? I thought this was terrific. It was edge of your seat stuff looking for the guy. Obviously, we know Colton is alive, but still, you get lost in the euphoria of wondering if he's dead, frankly.
I was scared. I was scared. Flat out.
Chris says, all right, we'll give him a half hour. And then I'm calling the police. He gives him 20, 30 minutes, and we're calling the police, which is not a short. That's a long window, I think. I mean, he doesn't know where he is. They're in a foreign country overseas. He's lost. Anyway, they finally found him, steaming mad, stomping into the night, probably exactly like I would be doing. I don't know if you put yourself in his situation. For me, that's what I would do. I would just go for a walk. That seems like a good time for
absolutely.
A walk.
I think the underrated part of this or untalked about part is I think he was very mad at production for bringing her dad there. I think he was furious at everyone. He didn't want to do something he'd regret. So he just left.
You say he was mad at production. I think that became clear when some unnamed woman producer goes up to him and she's like, are you okay? Are you okay? And he goes, don't touch me. That
Period.
Is anger at the production and not anything else. He says, don't touch me. And then finally the camera gets in front of him and you can kind of see him like kind of collect himself, be like, all right, back on camera.
Yeah,
pretend like I'm not that pissed.
Let me be cool.
Yeah, Chris is like, hey, what's going on, man? Are you all right? And he's like, yeah, no, I'm fine. And he like smiles a little bit.
I don't know if you caught this. Another part I enjoyed about this. So right after he had shooed away the woman producer who walked up to him, right after he shooed her away, another car was driving by. He gave him a friendly wave, like, you can't take the nice guy out of Colton.
It's all good here. We're
all fine
here. You give
him, like, the casual, like, neighborhood wave when you see someone that you don't know, but you're just a friendly guy. Iowa wave.
It was very strange to see the transition from, okay, we need to find a missing human being. Anything could have happened. Back to typical host, bachelor roles. Chris turned on the interview switch, basically.
He's
like, all right, so how does this make you feel? You know what I mean? Like, where do we go from here? You also have Tayshia and Hannah. It felt like he was on the hot seat on After the Final Rose, except they were on a unpaved road.
Well, of course, after Chris caught his breath and wiped the sweat off, the guy was...
We like Chris, but he ran 100 yards and was done. Anything else on this, AB, before we move to the next day?
No, it was phenomenal. Chris was great. I liked the question, like, so what do you want to do? I think that's what really turned Colton around. Like, he realized he was acting ridiculous. Like, where are you going, for one? Where are you going? You're nowhere near home. You can't go anywhere. Where are you going to hop on a plane? You can't do that.
Chris also said, well, we can be done. Colton goes, I'm done. I'm done. He goes, we can be done. But it was said, like, I'm just saying that to calm you down right now. We're not done. We got more stuff to film. The next day, the entire city of Algarve has shut down, AB. The streets are shut down. The golf courses are closed. Everyone is inside. It was like The Dark Knight Rises. You know that scene when the snow's on the ground and the mobiles are patrolling, AB? The city of Algarve is shut down, mourning the heartbreak of Colton. Chris goes to Colton's room and is like when you wake up after a long night of partying, you wake up and you're like, whoa. And Colton says he knew Cassie was leaving him basically right when she walked up. And that was the peak of knowing how much Cassie meant to him. AB, what do you got on this discussion with Chris? First real deep discussion we've seen.
Again, Colton reiterates that he was falling in love with the other two, but he realized he wasn't in love with them like he was with Cassie. Chris with, I'd say, the question of the entire series, not just this season, the question of the series. What if she's not just not that into you? Period. Truth hurts, Colton. Yeah, what if she doesn't like you?
Before you roast Colton for not realizing she's just not that into you, remember what were Cassie's last words to him, AB?
I love you.
I love you too, or something to that effect. I'll run the tape back. It's not as if she shut the door on him forever. The door's cracked. Can we agree?
The door's open, folks.
Okay. Chris maybe hadn't seen the tape, and it's a valid question to ask. She left a foreign country. She left the country to get away from you, so it's a valid question to ask. But it's not. The answer's not obvious.
Yeah, this was probably the second or third time it became clear Chris had not watched any of it earlier, because I don't know if we didn't talk about this, but when Chris was with him the night before, he's like, well, and also don't forget, you still got Tasia and Hannah B. It's like, no, did you not watch what just happened? No. That Tasia and Hannah G ship
that's a no-go. It's over.
It's a no-go, Chris. Why'd you bring that up?
Yeah, Chris was not aware that Colton shattered the rules and laid it all out for Cassie. Okay, Colton goes to Tasia's because he has to break up with her, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Break up to her.
Tasia is shocked to see Colton. AB, this was the two stops on the breakup tour, this was the one that interested me most. What did you think of Colton letting Tasia know it's not her, he wants it to be with somebody else?
It's not only that, Rem, he tells her specifically, I'm in love with Cassie.
Did you have an issue with that?
Absolutely had an issue with that. There's no reason to say that. I mean, just break up with her like normal. You don't have to give all the details. She doesn't need those details. That one in particular.
It's definitely not necessary to name that other person.
Exactly.
But maybe two things. I think when he said that, it felt like he was saying that to almost get it off his chest. Like he said, I've wanted to tell you for 2 weeks that I love Cassie.
Yeah.
And now that I've said it, he's like, oh, it's off his chest. That doesn't really justify it. But the other thing is, there's three people involved. So naturally, the person who you're breaking up with and you say, I love one specific other person, their mind's going to go, well, who is he talking? I'd go like, well, who? Which, just out of curiosity.
Yeah, she asks you.
Which one?
If she asks you, sure, tell him. But you have no reason to come out and tell her, I'm in love with Cassie. That makes it sting a little more in my eyes.
Yeah, that's totally fair. Tasia, what do you got on her kind of putting Colton on her shoulders and carrying him Greg Jennings style across the finish line of this breakup?
Tasia asks if they can go talk without cameras. And Colton agrees, which breaks the rules, Rim. Makes you wonder how many fines this guy has for breaking contracts.
There's a fine system?
Absolutely, there's a fine system. You go talk off camera, that's $10,000 off your final salary.
Whoa.
Pal. You can take it off camera, but we're keeping the mics hot as fuck. So
do
whatever you want.
The mics have to be hot. That is one thing they can't do.
Do what you want.
There's no switch on their mics. They're remotely controlled.
No, absolutely
not. Okay.
You would have to throw them on the ground and stomp on them to get the mics to not be hot.
You'd have to jump a fence and run through the countryside to get rid of your mic. Colton breaks down crying behind closed doors. First, let me say, I love when the show breaks this wall.
Absolutely.
And it's... You can't do it too much because then it loses its luster. It loses the intensity when you're like, whoa, I can't believe this is happening. But once or twice a season, it's always good.
Absolutely.
Here's my takeaways from the behind the closed doors. Not a lot of talking going on.
No, he's sobbing.
He's sobbing. She's not sobbing at first.
No.
These two people obviously care for each other. Real life, actually care about each other.
Absolutely.
In what way, we don't know, you know, exactly. We don't know, like, the levels of the percentage of love for each person. But they care about each other a lot. Tasia seems to be consoling him more than he's consoling her at first. Which was, I don't know, I maybe wasn't expecting it. Why do you think that went down that way?
Tasia's way more mature than him. I mean...
Yeah.
She handled the breakup better. he broke up with her. She doesn't, she's not crying. She's just handling it. And she sees the person that she'd cared for, that she possibly loved, breaking down. So she becomes, she's the one consoling him.
It's instinctual to want to comfort that person, even though he's the one doing the
absolutely
deed. We can talk more about Tayshia's maturity in the next segment, the live finale with Chris. Mm-hmm. Tayshia said one thing that was interesting. She does start crying, and she says, "I don't want to go through this." What do you think that means, AB?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I have two theories. Let's hear them.
The romantic might say it means she didn't want to go through a breakup with a man she loves.
Okay. No, right? That's not what I take it as.
Whoa. I thought you'd be over there. I don't know which one it is. I'm trying to see it from all sides. We host a recap show. I want to see the different opinions. The cynic might say she didn't want to have to go through the on-camera look, the embarrassment. This is not a bad thing to want to feel. Like, if I don't want to be seen on camera bawling my eyes out. So maybe they're inside. Consider that they're inside and they've avoided, you know, ugly crying on camera so far. Mm-hmm. She's probably thinking, I don't want to go through this. Like, let's just be done. Let's not go outside for the cameras and put on the breakup show. We're already in here. Those are the two possibilities, unless there's a third or more.
I almost wonder if this was happening to me, the first thing that would cross my mind is the next few months are going to suck. You have to watch all the episodes. You know what's going to happen to you at the end, and you have to relive everything again. That's what I would be thinking.
So the contestants watch the episodes, you're saying?
Yeah, they watch the episodes.
Okay. You don't know this, but someone on the social media tried to tell me otherwise. I was very confused with this person.
Wait, what?
Going to it. Exactly. Makes
people
no sense.
People think the contestants don't watch that. They hold a watch party. Every single one of them does a watch party.
I understand. Well, I don't even want to talk about it on this show. We will talk about it off camera. It was an insane interaction. I was questioning the concept of time, how time works. It was that strange. A couple other things, takeaways. Tayshia didn't seem angry with him.
Nope.
She just sad and upset that he chose someone else. She reacted like someone who knew this was a possibility the whole time, which is uncommon, weirdly, for the show. Almost everyone who goes to the NCAA basketball tournament knows they're probably not, like, they're going to not win at some point. They're going to have their hearts broken at some point. That's what it seemed to me. It's always strange when they're like, contestants don't consider the possibility that maybe they don't end up with the lead.
Mm-hmm.
And then they crack the door, AB, and they say their final goodbyes. Colton says Tayshia's amazing. She deserves the best. It's something along those lines. Tayshia says Colton's a good guy.
Facts, big facts.
Amicable for the most part. Anything else on this portion?
No, Tayshia just packs up her shit and hops in the Benz van.
She got a go bag. She just grabbed a purse basically
and
hops. She put on shoes or anything. She was out. Ship my stuff to me. I'm done. Sad breakup. Set the bar pretty high for the Hannah G breakup, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Tayshia at the live finale with Chris. Do you have anything on this conversation, AB? I only have a couple notes.
No, not really. I wrote a couple notes, but not really about Tayshia. I like when they did this a couple times throughout the episode. They cut to the crowd and it's silence because the crowd wasn't ready. They told it wasn't because they were shocked by the episode or anything.
My favorite part of the crowd all night was at the very end when they go, "Oh, listen, you're hardcore Bachelor fans. Are you surprised that night one of the two-night finale is not going
to
have the big resolution you're looking for?" Yeah, of course. Come on. I'm sorry that you went to the Monday version, but the Tuesday version is going
to
be better.
It just reiterates to me that we got to get ourselves to one of these events. Like, you need some people after the crowd, after you cut to the silent crowd, you need a couple people in the crowd to, like, look sad or something. We'll give you whatever emotion you ask for on camera.
Well, and also we do hilarious look at each other bits. Like, I'm like, oh yeah, like, he's telling the truth. Yeah, sure, okay. Mouthing funny stuff. It'd be a gif-a-palooza, okay? And it needs to be both after the final rose, and if you're going to do a premiere party, I think we have to be there too. I'm sorry, okay?
Absolutely.
If anyone's listening, okay? One thing I had here, level head. Taystar is a level head about this. She understands where Colton is coming from. That is maturity. I don't know if that's the right word, but that's, she gets it. Okay. Taysha gets it.
Mature.
Not everyone gets it.
She handles it like the queen that she is, Rim.
Okay. Pump the brakes a little bit. She's not going to be the Bachelorette, okay? If that's where you're going, it's not happening.
Absolutely not. Chris said that this was the one of the saddest breakups we've ever seen. Did you get that feeling?
No.
It didn't seem sad at all.
No. Chris is a liar. Everyone listen. We're big Chris fans, he's a liar. This one line stuck out to me. If Colton knew what he wanted, he was on this journey for that. So it sucks for me. I'm Taysha in this scenario. Yeah. It sucks for me, but also that is the purpose of this journey for the lead.
Did you watch the commercials, Rim?
Yeah, I watched live, AB.
What
did
you
watch
think
the commercials?
I see usually one or two, like right before they, if it's something that holds my attention, I'll watch the first commercial after or going into the break, you know? So they had a new Bob Saget show. America's
Ooh.
Funniest Home Videos, but adult version. What do you think about that?
No, thanks. Never been a Bob. I'm a anti-post Full House Bob Saget. Guy,
okay.
excuse me.
I mean, that's completely fair. He's a dirtbag.
Yeah, and that's his brand now, is be like, hey, I'm not the dad from Full House. It's like, we get it, dude. It's been 25 years. You're a bad boy now. No, thanks. Also, it's like a ridiculousness with Bob's, like... No, pass. I thought you were going to ask me about the show that Chris Harrison is guest starring in.
I didn't even see that.
Oh,
what's
yeah,
he doing?
See, that's definitely what I thought. You asked me about the Bob Saget new video show. You think I'm going to watch that?
Adult Please. Bob Saget show. I thought, for some reason, I thought you were an America's Funniest Home Videos guy.
Not
so,
really. I mean, we watched it, but...
Watching it now.
Well, as a family. It might have been TGIF. I mean, I didn't love it. We also watched the Rosie O'Donnell show. I didn't love the Rosie O'Donnell show. You just watch things growing up. The America's Funniest Home Videos now, it's not funny. It's just people getting hurt. I don't revel in others' pain. Like, oh, haha, the guy slipped and broke his nose. Hilarious.
Well, there's too much of it, too. Like, if I want to watch funny videos, I'm going to watch something on YouTube. I don't need you to put it all together for me. I'm going to watch the lady stomping on grapes
every time. This has gone too long. Colton comes out to the stage. Anything on this discussion? I have more notes here.
No.
You don't have anything on this, AB? Don't say no to me like that.
No.
You didn't have anything.
There's nothing here. Like, Taysha just handled it well. Colton, nothing stood out.
Can you, not even his hair? You don't even have a joke about his hair?
I was
going to
ask about
like
his hair later. I thought that was after the break.
Well, he's here. He's here now. That
what do you think about his hair? I didn't like it. I hate it.
Straight out of 2003.
I
looks
hate
like
his
he's
hair.
In Together. Oh, yeah.
Hold up, Rim. Don't bring up Together here.
Here are my notes. Taysha wants to know what's missing from the relationship, AB. A reasonable question. Would you agree?
Sure.
Why do you say sure? You say it like you don't agree.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's going to ask that, Rim.
Okay. Here's my point. Everyone asks that. It's never answered.
Yeah.
Almost never answered on this show. Because sometimes nothing's missing.
Yeah.
In real life, on a one-to-one situation... break up with someone, maybe it's because something's missing, whatever that means.
Good point.
Colton just loved Cassie more. It's as simple as that. He can't explain to you, oh, well, you know, you leave the toilet seat down. You know, there's no like, thing that you say specifically that really bothers you. You know,
that's
what
probably
not,
makes these breakups so hard for
there's no explaining
the men
them.
And
there's
women.
No
there's no sometimes there's no explain. Like sometimes you're a racist dickhead like Lee.
Yeah.
you have an answer for him. Or the guy who was talking about Emily's kid or whatever. There's reasons there. But then when you get to the final three, there's usually not a reason.
I'm going to say Taysha's final comments.
Okay.
Because I thought they're worthy of repeating. I wish the best for you. I will not take anything that I've learned or that we've shared for granted, and I cherish the memories that we've made. And I'm so proud of the woman I've become because of this journey and because of you, honestly. So thank you for everything. You've taught me a lot, and you've really made me want to look forward to an exciting relationship because I know that's in store for me. What a gracious and respectful and amazing, mature adult
Absolutely.
With perspective and reason and understanding send off from Tayshia. Also, a little bit of like, folks, if you need a backup bachelorette, I am also
I
here.
I got you. I got so, okay, you.
I can do this. And take
it
a bow,
it has not
Tayshia.
Been announced yet. It's not official. Let me take a shot here.
First alternate Tayshia. That's the way, that's where she is right now after doing that. I think Tayshia came off great. I think it was a tough breakup. It's great.
Sure.
Great episode. What do you want me to say? Okay, let's go to the breakup with Hannah G. AB, make up for your lack of notes on last segment, and let's talk about Hannah G. What do you got here?
Goes to Hannah G's room. He takes off his coat rim. That's first mistake. It means you have to stay a long time.
Yeah,
too
that's
long
true.
Of a breakup. Way too
Can
long.
Can I say this? Can I? Great point. Later on in the breakup, he kind of puts his arm around her and hugs her. He would not have done that with a coat on.
No, coat.
Can we agree?
Listen, if he left his coat on, this would have been, it would have been way easier for
in
you,
and
Colton.
Out.
Keep
yep.
the coat on.
Yeah. Wow. Well, that's an observation right there for the books. What else you got?
Hannah is completely stunned. You thought Tayshia was stunned? Hannah was floored by the news, Rim, that he is not in love with her. I think she genuinely thought she was the one in the end.
Hannah is stunned when he says it. She was thrilled when he showed up.
Oh, yeah.
Which makes no sense. Have you seen the show? It's never good when the lead pops up.
No, to be fair, I think maybe she was thinking, like, he's cut the season. Like, he's shut it down. He sent the other two home. I'm going to win. Obviously, it's delusional, but I mean, to be fair to Hannah, he gave her no reason to think that she wasn't the one. She got the first impression rose. He always reassured her all the way along the way. She was the first one to get the rose after hometowns, which usually is a good sign as well.
He comes right out and says, I realized that I loved Cassie.
Yeah.
I think that was a worse delivery than the first one, because the first one he says, I can't love two people.
Yeah.
I love Cassie. Like, I'm just going to be honest with you. I love Cassie. He just comes out with the blunt force.
It's just
boom,
unnecessary. Unnecessary to be that blunt about it. It's just unnecessary, Colton.
What did you think of Hannah's reaction to the news?
She was surprised. Also, seemed a little mad about the whole situation.
Seemed a little upset.
I'll tell you what made it worse, though, Rim. When he came with the line again, you still remind me of home. It's like,
yeah,
that's another unnecessary comment. If he had his coat on, he probably wouldn't have said that.
Should have kept the coat on. He was panicked. I don't think he expected her.
Yeah, it didn't go well.
It did not go well. I don't think he, after Tayshia's response, I don't think he expected Hannah G to be so angry with him. And I'm saying that she was angry because she said, I'm so angry right now. This is not me saying like, oh, she was being mean. You know what I mean? She said, I'm so angry right now. She says, I didn't think it was possible for there to be a better connection than we had. I don't know about you, but I put their connection like barely top five all season.
Yeah. They just didn't have, they didn't have that much time. They did share like one of the steamiest dates of all time, though. I don't know if you remember that.
Of course.
Spa,
what do you think?
Date.
I forgot it. we didn't see it. Maybe there's a lot of things we didn't see, but
yeah.
As a viewer, you didn't think Hannah G and Colton were that connected. Anyway, hey, everyone reacts differently in these. Okay. Far be it from me to judge someone for how they react in this pressure cooker.
I don't think she handled it bad. There's, like you said, there's just different ways to handle it. Hannah was upset. I think Tayshia didn't think she was going to win, which made it easier for her to play it cool and not be upset like Hannah. Hannah thought she was going to win. So when someone shows up and blindsides you like this, your first reaction is getting mad.
Let's go. Let's keep it moving. Hannah with Chris.
Chris asks her, are you still in love with him? The question of the night. He always asks that. She says no, and she deserves someone that loves her back. But she also admits deep down she thought it was going to be them. She says that multiple times throughout the interview.
I can see why her thinking it was going to be them. I can see why she thought that in the moment. But what confused me was that Hannah remained unclear about why he broke up with her, even after watching all the episodes, which she said, I watched every week. You watched last week. To me, it sucks, but it's pretty obvious why he broke it off with you.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no debate as to what his where his feelings lied. It wasn't, I don't know. She said specifically, I'm more confused than ever right now. It's like,
why?
You should be the least confused you've ever been because you just saw everything you didn't see when it was happening.
All of America saw that Colton loved Cassie from the get.
Yeah. She also says Colton didn't want to give it a shot, which didn't seem true. He dated you for as long as he dated anyone. He just felt, like I said, he felt more like he gave it a shot. That's.
I think she meant by that, she didn't get the date. Like, he didn't give her that last date just to see.
Yeah.
That's how I took that.
Again, if you watched last week, you would understand. Like, do you want the last? Why would you want that date after seeing what he said to Cassie and how he reacted? I wouldn't want the date because I would know it'd be a sham date.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Let's talk for a little bit about who's ready and who's not. We talk about that every season, particularly this season. Colton just broke up with someone who loves him and is willing to marry him and all that in favor of trying to make it work with someone who is not ready, who is not ready and who just left, who is admittedly not prepared to be engaged.
Well, this is the third or fourth or fifth person that was ready to marry him.
Yeah, definitely. Many people are leaving saying I'm ready for marriage and these people are not. Even while it was happening all season, we said like, well, so-and-so isn't ready. Like, you can't pick her. So-and-so isn't ready. And this person is. Why don't you pick this person ahead of this other person? You got to remember, and I was reminded of it last night, the lead is not tasked with choosing who is the most ready. You know what I mean? The expectation,
absolutely.
You know, you don't get extra points just because you're ready for marriage. Now, Colton says he wants this to end in marriage, but he also can't help that that's the expectation in America, number one, on this version of the show. But he also can't help being more interested in pursuing a relationship with someone who's not ready. I don't think we should. I mean, I don't think we should ding someone that harshly for not being ready. And I don't think we should ding a lead for pursuing someone who isn't, you know, openly, blatantly ready for marriage. What do you think?
The thing you got to remember is, as a viewer, we're getting fed all this stuff by Colton, like, that he's falling in love with all three of them. So we're thinking they're all maybe on kind of a close playing field.
Yeah.
So if you got all these people in a race and one doesn't want to get married, that seems like the disqualifier. That would push the other two way ahead. But what we don't really think about is maybe Cassie is, you know, 50 yards in front of the other girls when that happens, so she gets pushed back, but it's still not to the other two's level.
But you don't
realize like he actually liked her way more. I mean, I think we did realize that, but maybe not to the extent that he did. Like, I think he had her picked her out from really early, and he was way more into her from that point.
Agreed. And that's human nature. As viewers, we don't want to admit that because it makes it less fun. The fairy tale works better the way they present it. But, I mean, imagine if Colton said, like, well, I like Cassie way more than everybody else, which he probably could have said at any point in the last couple of weeks. Yeah, I mean, that takes all the excitement and tension out of the season and the idea of the show. My point is, I guess, well, you know, we rip leads sometimes for choosing someone who's not perceived to be ready. Wouldn't it be much worse...
Absolutely.
If he pursued the relationships with the people who were ready, but he was not as interested in. I almost, you know, I almost said love. Who he might not love as much. Like, if he went on the date with Hannah G and then proposed to Hannah G, wouldn't we be looking at Colton like, that's a real scummy thing to do? You just said what you said to Cassie. You can't do that.
Absolutely.
So I don't know. And if you're a huge Hannah G or Tayshia fan, it's a lose-lose situation as far as Colton's decisions. Anyway, Colton comes out. You got anything on this?
Hannah kind of grills him, but nothing too bad.
The thing that hit with me is when she said she told him it was a slap in the face when hearing him tell Cassie that she thought about only Cassie when he was with her.
Yeah, he shouldn't have said that. You got it.
Strike three.
You guys should have said, Colton, you gotta be thinking about, like, you're on camera. It's gonna be really disrespectful to the other ladies. You can't say that you were thinking of other women while you were with them. It's not cool. I thought it was interesting. Hannah mentioned around that same time that for like the next week, while she was in the hotel, because they don't leave right away. They're probably there for a long time. Like, they don't have flights all the time from wherever they're at. That she was in the hotel, just kept asking producers, like, let me know when he's coming over. She still thought, like, she was going to win even after they broke up.
Hannah's final words include a spoiler alert. You didn't pick up on this. I'm surprised you didn't pick up on this. She said, I'm really happy for you.
Yeah, no, I did pick up on that.
That's a spoiler. I'm sorry, that's a spoiler. Is that not, I'm happy for you? If he were single and heartbroken and with no one, the first Bachelor to end with no one, do you think she would say, I'm happy for you?
No, she wouldn't.
Tell me if I'm leaping too far there.
No, you're not. You're not.
They should have bleeped that out, honestly. That's worse than a curse word on network television. Bleep that out. Anything on this, the dudes coming in, AB? They got to kill time?
No, I wrote down hashtag Bachelor So White.
it's kind of hard to tell these guys apart, frankly. You got Ben Higgins, Jason, Blake, and Garrett. The final three from Becca's season.
The only thing that stood out was Ben and Chris. The chemistry's still there between those two.
Yeah. I mean, Chris is, boys. I think at this point, he's trying to be the next, or excuse me, Ben is trying to be the next Chris. I think I think Ben wants to be Chris.
Agreed.
And he'd be a good Chris. I would like that.
Absolutely.
Two notes I have. Jason would have been a train wreck Bachelor.
That's a fact.
The guy's a nervous wreck and a miserable public speaker.
Blake would have been worse. I'm sorry.
Did I say Jason? I meant Blake.
Jason.
Jason would have been worse. Jason. Why do you think that? No, Blake would have been miserable.
I don't know which. Blake would have been one of the worst Bachelors
sweating
of all time.
it would not have been good. We've seen
that
he would
Jason.
Not have been
Jason
good.
Wouldn't be good, but Blake would be really bad.
Why don't you think Jason would be good?
He just doesn't have what it... I don't know. He doesn't have... When you see the Hulk in Colton, I don't know.
Okay, well, people forget that AB's number one criteria for being the Bachelor is for being chiseled.
A beefcake. Yeah, he has real beefcake. Jason doesn't have it for me.
Last thing I'll add is Garrett's a complete pile of rocks with nothing to add. I mean, Garrett would be a great beer pong partner.
There were multiple awkward silences when it went to Garrett.
Chris, I think, was kind of picking on him. He's like, Garrett, buddy, what do you think? And he's just like, I think he likes Cassie, so... All right, thanks for chiming in, Garrett. All right, so here's where this leaves us. Cassie left Colton. Colton said goodbye to Tayshia and Hannah. Everyone is gone. The Portuguese economy has crumbled. The Bachelor, as we know it, has never ended like this. Who knows what to expect? The reality is there's 2 hours left. Cassie's still in Portugal. She says, I can't make the commitment. Colton wants a wife and family, and I want him to have that. The episode ends as we knew it was going to end with Colton knocking on Cassie's door.
We got a lot of stuff to get through tonight, Rem. We have, you know, the Underwoods are coming over. Colton's cool-ass dad is coming to give some advice.
That's right. That's on the preview.
They're going to talk. You know, Colton and Cassie are going to talk for a long time. They're probably going to do. Chris is going to be back at the studio doing his thing like always. We got a lot of stuff.
You named two things.
A lot of stuff for him. It could have been 6 hours. They should have made it a three-night thing.
Well, it's a lot of stuff to get through in an hour, because presumably they have the After the Final Rose for the second hour, right? Yeah. And they're going to announce the next Bachelorette, which I think all but confirms that it's Hannah B, because the other, you know, Tayshia was right there. Anything else, Sibby, on the episode? Or I guess, what are your expectations for tonight? What are your predictions?
My prediction is Cassie will take him back.
Do you have any, can you give some specifics? Come up with a wild specific scenario.
Cassie will take him back. They will not get engaged though, Rim. I can't see it.
Do you give any credence to the Colton in all the previews looking down in the engagement ring? The box was empty all season. Do you think that means anything? Do you think they just set it up?
Or no, that's just producer games, Rim. Don't fall for those games.
I'm not falling. Hey, I'm not falling for the games. I'm trying to make a show here. Okay. You don't think they'll get engaged? Do you think he'll
think they're going to get engaged?
Decline or no?
Well, if he is, that means Mr. Randolph's going to be back again tonight too, because he's got to ask him. I don't think it'll be. I don't even think it'll. Like, they just broke up. You can't get engaged now.
Do you think they'll do it on the live?
Yes.
That's confident. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. If you want to talk about getting engaged, it's here at the After the Final Rose.
One mailbag question. This is one I wanted to get to. This is from the Rocky Mountain Ladies. If you have a mail, but we didn't want to do a mailbag today because we want to crank this episode out. The number is 773-234-7794 for your mailbag questions and texts. This is from the Rocky Mountain Ladies. AB, is there not a problem with Colton, quote, fighting for Cassie? She said no, she left and broke up with him. Ben, Garrett, Jason, and Blake made him sound like a courageous hero for fighting for what he wants. But where do we draw the line between pursuing your love and not taking no for an answer? A delicate question, AB.
Great question.
I trust you provide a delicate answer as the Bachelor historian.
Here's the key thing that sticks out to me, Rim. If I'm breaking up with someone, or if I get, let me say that again. If I get broken up with,
as hard as it is to imagine, if someone breaks up with AB,
if someone breaks up with me, and I love them, but then as I'm leaving, they're like, "Love you too." As I walk out the door,
it wasn't like that. It was a genuine "I love you."
I know, but even if they just casually say it as I'm walking out the door, there's something in my head that I don't think it's over. Then you love me, so I'm okay with him taking the no. And you know, there's a lot of things at play too. So there's that. She told him they love you. They're also on a show, so he's thinking like, maybe if she knows I dumped these other two girls, we'll be good to go. Like, I just want to tell her everything. Now if he goes there and she tells him no again, that's when it's over. But
yeah,
there's
sure
too many
over.
Open windows and doors. There's all sorts of openings here.
It's not a normal situation.
Yeah.
I mean, like you said, they're on a TV show and there's two other people who Cassie thinks who he is plausibly in love with. And if he cares so much about being married, then why wouldn't he go with them? Their disconnect, their breakup was not, they don't care about each other. Or if I'm Cassie, I don't care about you, Colton. That was never implied or uttered.
Mm-mm.
It was about her not being 100, not even like, you know, if we're talking percentages, it's not that she's not 40 or 60% ready.
Yeah.
She's not 100% ready. And that is reason enough to not continue the relationship at all. With the show.
Yeah.
I mean, like you said, that to me seems like a little open door. Now, I do think the fighting for phrase is an overused Bachelor phrase, and when people say it, they say it in a laudable sense always. So it's like, this person, this lead is fighting for what they want. It's a strange phrase, number one, and number two, this isn't a normal situation. I think they should probably stop. Fighting for sounds like stalkerish, frankly. He's just going, it's a TV show, he's gonna knock on the door and say, hey, here's what the situation.
Are you sure?
I broke like, up. Are I you broke- sure? And if she says no, then we got a heartbroken Bachelor finale, and that's it.
Yeah.
I personally, prediction, I don't think that she says no. I think they hug it out, and they're together, and I think they get married.
What are you hoping for?
I don't know what I don't really
If she
hope.
Says no, that would be incredible.
Well, obviously, I'm hoping for the wildest thing to happen, the most interesting thing to happen. I don't hope that Colton gets his heart shattered, but if that makes for the best topic of discussion, that's what I hope for, yes. Thank you, Rocky Mountain Ladies, for the mailbag text. That is all we have. That's it. Unless you have something else.
Nope.
Okay, thank you for listening. I'm just going to end it right now because we're going to get to editing and put it out. Talk to you later.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.